All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Full Spectrum Cannabis, your favorite show about cannabis. We've got our hosts, Calandra and Lance, both of them here today. Yeah. So I don't have to step in as producer Sam and be a host today. So you two, take it away.
Here we go.
We're all back.
Right. Yeah. Happy day. We got Logan Fleischman here.
I know. I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. You guys have met, but just never seen each other.
Yeah. And yeah. Like we've met, you know, electronically.
E-meet.
E-meet. I like that.
Happy to
like
e-meet that. You is what sometimes folks will put in electronic mail. Is what they, it's email, if anybody is just tuning in.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Welcome.
Very
Logan.
Exciting.
Thanks.
Thanks
for coming in, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a real fucking celebrity.
Yeah. The ones that, you know, people know but don't know. But he is a real fucking celebrity. They just don't know. Some of them know.
He's kind of like The Wiz. You know, like
keep going.
Trying to, you know, the Wiz is like behind this huge building, and
like
there's all this shit being done.
I was trying to see where that.
And then he comes out from the back, and here he is. So, we'll explain why.
It made me hungry because now I'm thinking of Cheese Whiz.
Have you been drinking green?
I've been drinking some green. Yeah, lime teeny.
Lime teeny. Okay. All right, so you know, he's the guy. He does so much.
He does a lot.
He owns nothing. Well, you know what? Instead of me saying why don't you tell us who you are?
Okay. Thank you for the talking me up in the intro. You are right. I do a lot, and sometimes I look back and not certain what I did over the last week. But I run a bunch of different companies, all sort of in this low potency cannabis space in Minnesota, or very adjacent to. And some of the main things that I do, or the companies that I'm involved with and have ownership in, are Nothing But Hemp. And Nothing But Hemp started 5 years ago as a kiosk in selling CBD oils in the center of Maplewood Mall. And I did not join into the business until 2.5 years ago, coming up on 3 years ago. So my business partners built that company as a direct-to-consumer model, selling CBD oils and cannabis products and health and wellness products directly to consumers through brick-and-mortar retail channels, right? And then over the course of a few years, continued to grow that business, moved out of the kiosk in the mall, found a retail establishment, an actual four-wall kind of store that you could walk into in White Bear Lake, and opened that location. And then pretty quickly after that, within the same year, opened two more, one on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, and then one in Forest Lake. Also in that time frame, they created a affiliate model for that business. So with franchise law in the state of Minnesota and the cannabis space and all the tricky sort of hurdles that we jump through to run what we would like to be fully Main Street businesses, but have a little red tape against us. So they have this sort of franchise idea built as an affiliate model, and then brought on affiliates that run branded Nothing But Hemp brick and mortar locations. And we help, you know, they put the sign out on the storefront. We help them with products, our brands, private label brands for them and their stores, things like that. And then they sort of run it as their own owner operator business. There's no oversight of, hey, that wall's got to be blue, and you know, this, you have to use this shelving, and here's your lighting set or whatever. It's very free for all outside of the product and the combined message of this sort of health and wellness product category that has, you know, certainly recreational implications, as we all know, but everybody has their own sort of journey and relationship with cannabis. And driving those that business by three main pillars that myself and my business partners always talk about, which is public safety, compliance, and education. And that is how we've continued to always think of those as sort of the top priority and then allowed those pillars to drive our decision making. So as I continue to tangent off here, but in this, Ernie, so with this affiliate program, they opened another 8 stores. So there is now like a Maple Grove location, Bemidji, Chaska, West St. Paul. We have 3 down in Florida in the Orlando market. And we've also ventured outside of the brick and mortar space with e-commerce and online sales. And there's been one affiliate that has built a sort of fully virtual store and runs a same-day delivery direct-to-consumer service in the Tampa market in Florida with no actual footprint as a store, but an affiliate model online. So innovation is off, you know, we have 6 pillars in the company. The 3 main that I mentioned, innovation is on the sort of other side of 3 and constantly being like creative and innovating, watching the space. Looking at the industry as a whole, not just as related to cannabis, but also, which I'm sure we're going to dive deep into today, on kind of the health and wellness side and these other inputs or categories or plant-based homeopathic ingredients that are complementary to our vision and sort of educated approach to selling cannabis products. With that, we expanded our retail presence through a new concept that's about 1.5 years old in Northeast Minneapolis called Zero Proof NA Beverage House. And this was a sort of my little baby brainchild, because before I came into the low potency cannabis space, I built a career and spent almost 2 decades in fine wine and spirit wholesale distribution. And I saw this, you know, rapid boom of cannabis beverages in the state of Minnesota really just immediately latch on to the same supply chain as alcohol products, as a, you know, coming out of this kind of health and wellness industry that hemp, since the Farm Bill, really sort of chose as a lane to come out of the shadows in and move into hospitality and kind of the entertainment industry through this alcohol channel as a non-alcoholic kind of effect-driven alternative beverage that was starting to go on, you know, major beer and liquor wholesale trucking. It was going into liquor stores in this town adjacent to their non-alcoholic, you know, sections and categories. And I had seen outside of cannabis through my time, you know, in the latter years of my career in the fine wine and spirit distribution industry, non-alcoholic products becoming on their own, non-infused, becoming more and more popular, more and more brands coming out, some brands that had been in the space for a few years and built themselves up, being acquired by major international liquor players, and watched that category grow before the, you know, hemp-derived drinks came around. That was starting to take shelf space and market share from the overall alcohol category in that industry. And so this was like, you know, the light bulb moment for me with Zero Proof was there's a concept here to build a store around non-alcoholic beverages that includes a section of THC infused, but also all of the just traditional non-alcoholic wines, beers, spirit alternatives, you know, ready-to-drink mocktails, and this category that we're seeing a lot of growth in, which in our store we call our functional drink section, which is all our adaptogenic, nootropic, these sort of health and wellness plant-based, you know, homeopathic inputs that can have an effect or a feeling, you know, adjacent to cannabis, or have a sort of purpose to be consuming them when it comes to adapting to stressors, or, you know, helping with mental clarity, or folks that are you know, battling autoimmune disorders and, you know, looking for like regenerative, you know, sort of nervous system or nerve damage and things like that. And through this fun lens, you know, so I'm like, I can put all these kind of health supplements that you would go to the co-op or go to the health store and take in a powder or a capsule and get it in a ready to drink and a margarita, you know, like just a more fun kind of social alternative way to take your vitamins, I guess. And so that started to, that's how that came together. It was like this, you know, what I did in my past, seeing the changes in that industry, moving into my now career in, which is really mostly taken up time-wise by the hemp drive space. You know, we, at our company, we have vertically integrated a little bit. So we still have these direct-to-consumer channels, but what I knew was wholesale distribution. And when I linked up with Nothing But Hemp, it was really to come on and say, this is going to grow further than, you know, your own stores, your own e-commerce online sales. And we are, you know, more and more competition is going to come into this marketplace, and wholesale, you know, sort of business to business is all I ever really knew. I mean, I have retail experience from when I was younger before I got into the wholesale side of the industry on the alcohol side. But I was like, I know this, you know, concept, and have started from scratch in fine wine and alcohol and built a business over the course of 12 years successfully in this exact marketplace. I can translate that, I think, into another unit, another CPG, consumer packaged good. And so that's what I really dug my heels in 2.5 years ago when I came on with the business and started Emerald Elements, which is a local Minnesota distribution business of cannabis infused products. And now that we've continued to innovate and learned a lot from that functional space at Zero Proof, combos, you know, we're starting to put health and wellness mushrooms combined with cannabis. We're doing a lot with kava root extract combined with cannabis or on its own. And looking at the still, you know, this eye on health and wellness and effectiveness, but there's some really cool things that you can create with these homeopathic ingredients. You know, for instance, with kava and cannabis together, cannabis is interacting with your endocannabinoid system, but kava interacts with your GABA receptors, your sort of dopamine regulators in your brain. So you have non-contradictory ingredients that start to build a full spectrum experience in the body and the consumer for different purposes, and can really utilize things outside of just THC, minor cannabinoids on the plant, terpene profiles from the cannabis plant, and all these other, you know, roots and botanicals and flowers and things that have millennia of history in, you know, around the world for, you know, more of an Eastern medicine approach, more of a homeopathic health and wellness approach. And because of the ability to sort of extract these things and isolate certain ingredients and piece them back together, you can start to really target purpose and reason to develop and use these products. Got also super into mushrooms, health and wellness kind of mushrooms, the reishi, the lion's mane, the cordyceps, chaga, thing like that.
Which can be fun mushrooms, but they're not the fun mushrooms that everybody thinks about.
Yes.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Not the psychedelic kind.
Not psychedelic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which also, you know, are similar to cannabis, right? They are health and wellness products in their own, you know, psilocybin. Like, there's so much research now with low dose psilocybin, psilocyne, you know, your magic mushrooms per se, that for mental health, for anxiety, for depression, for things like that.
For PTSD, you know, for, I mean, we're trying to get stuff into the VA and doing studies with veterans on, you know, how do we make people feel better? Right. And I mean, I was hearing this, like, well, there's this feel good movement that's starting. I heard about it back in, like, I don't know, 2018, 2019, something like that. I'm like, bullshit. Yeah. What are you talking about, right? Look at everybody walking around like this. There's this health and wellness movement that's about to happen. I don't see it. And then there was a pandemic and then, you know, yeah, but it's been here, mm-hmm. right? But I didn't believe it then. I was like, wait a second. So it was ABV technology that I had a meeting with. And I'm like, wait, so you're taking my delicious craft beer that I like to drink. You're putting it into your machine and you're spitting out something that doesn't have alcohol in there. I'm not a buyer, right? Like, yeah. That's not me. What am I drinking that for? And then they're like, well, also the there's a byproduct of it, and it essentially kicks out an alcoholic seltzer. And I'm like, oh, all right. So you didn't get rid of it. You just moved it over to something else that somebody's gonna put some syrup in and serve at the brewery. All right, now I understand, you know?
Yeah.
But like getting rid of the alcohol was just, it was foreign. Why, what are we doing with that, right? And now we actually are we're not on the other end of it, but we're well into this feel good movement.
For sure.
And I think that's what's exciting about having you on, because like all of what's like cooking around in that brain of yours. I mean, Logan, when we were talking, I don't know, it's probably a year, 2 years ago or something like that. And Logan's like, yeah, I take mushroom stacks. And I'm like, try and picture a mushroom stack in your head right now, right?
It's a
like,
mushroom stack.
Exactly, right? What yeah. is a mushroom stack?
Yeah,
Logan?
What's a mushroom stack?
I don't know if that is like an official term for it or if that's just something like I say, but to me, what a mushroom stack is these health and wellness mushrooms. And like I take lion's mane daily. I use cordyceps as a afternoon sort of energy pick me up. I have released a lot of vices. I don't consume alcohol anymore, but like caffeine and nicotine, I think, are the two that I have not given up yet and mm-hmm. probably won't. I'm like kind of fine with my journey. but mushroom stacks. So utilizing mushrooms, I sort of like to have all my mushrooms, usually in tincture format, as an isolate. So you can go and you can buy like super blends and things like mm-hmm. that. And we make a few and those are great. But I like them all individual because then I can sort of build those blends myself. You know, like if I don't want, you know, cordyceps in the blend with lion's mane, which those two are often combined. Cordyceps is a big like energy stimulant stamina mushroom. Lion's mane is the one that all the research is going on about restoring neuroplasticity in the brain. So they're working on like lion's mane isolates, looking at mycelium extract versus fruiting body extract and potencies, and working on modern medicine for Alzheimer's and dementia patients to sort of rebuild that neuroplasticity in the brain and rebuild cognition and memory and focus. I use it as sort of an ADHD, you know, medicine because of the focus and the clarity that it gives me. But I would, you know, say, okay, today, like I'm admin all day. Like I'm locking in the office. I got a bunch of stuff to get done. Computer, which is not my favorite thing to do, but I found when I can stack lion's mane and cordyceps together, dose it into a cup of coffee, I am like blinders to the world and in the, you know, matrix, plugging away on whatever it is, spreadsheets, catching up on emails, building out cost estimates for private label clients, like things like that. And I don't think I tell this a lot to my guests at Zero Proof on the functional space, that when it comes to homeopathic ingredients, everybody responds differently and some people don't respond at all. So there, I think, some miraculous plant-based ingredients out there that have an intentful effect, like an intention of what it's going to do, but it may not do that for everyone. But if it does it, and that's unfortunate, but if it does it for you, if it does work in the way it's sort of intended, it's gold, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's a big thing, you know, in our space. And I tell people a lot constantly is like, cannabis affects everybody differently. It, you know, when you're using it's because what the, you know, modern medicine, Western medicine is doing is this stuff exists naturally, right? So they're like synthesizing either lab creating ingredients that they've discovered in nature, or they are using natural ingredients and isolating them in potency and piecing things together that sort of try to accentuate all the intended effects of these things, reduce side effects, and then make it homogenized so it affects everybody in the world, you know, exactly the same when they take this said pill. So if you're just kind of not going through that, you know, technological laboratory step in modern medicine and just sticking with the natural, you know, unmanipulated sort of thing that comes out of nature, it hasn't been given an opportunity to say, okay, here's why it doesn't work in, you know, this subsect of human beings because of an enzyme in their liver or a thing in their brain or DNA or whatever. And that can't be fixed unless it sort of goes through the lab process. And so that's why it's unfortunate it doesn't work for everybody, but the people that does work for, if you respond to it, it's amazing. And
yeah.
So it's interesting. We're talking about mushrooms because, yesterday, we had a couple of people stop in the dispensary, and we have a very large mushroom section, which, by the way, of course, you know, we carry your products.
Thank you.
In that section. But someone asked me if we were going to have a coffee, because he said that he drinks the cordyceps in lion's mane every morning. He said there's a blend you can like stir. He said that mm-hmm. gets kind of grimy, but there's like another version.
It's like drinking dirt.
That he has. Yeah. Yeah.
But like hey, dirt. People, so it, but, it, it's great. It seems as though you're drinking dirt, right? Yeah. But you're drinking it because it's going to do something for you, that you're drinking something that doesn't have a very appealing texture to it. But the effect is worth it, right?
Yes.
So as we can clean all of those things up, oh my gosh, it's going to be amazing. But continue.
So he said there's another version that he drinks that doesn't taste like dirt. So my question for you is, are you going to be making some kind of mushroom coffee, being that you said you can't give up the coffee and the nicotine?
Yeah.
So are you looking at coming out with a coffee that doesn't taste like dirt?
Or a coffee that has mushrooms in it and nicotine.
Oh,
I don't know that we can actually do, I mean, sure we can do it, but can we properly sell that, right? Like you think about like Zen and whatever
and
else.
And how much is our cut going to be? Because now like we're part of the team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're part of the zero
well,
proof. I'm,
for sure.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. We're always part of the team. Yeah.
I'm looking at some coffee things right now, mushroom and otherwise, both ready to drink and in brewable format. And I don't have a real timeline, sort of early stages on things like that. And the mushroom coffee thing, when it's like a bag of coffee, there's some products out there which are powdered mushroom blended into actual coffee and packaged in a bag, like you would go get a bag of coffee at the store or Caribou or whatever. And then there's ones that have no actual coffee in it that have other like ingredients that are built to kind of mimic a coffee or a popular coffee beverage flavor, you know, like a mocha flavor, but they're in that kind of ground coffee format. All really good. What I currently have, and you know, I guess this could be a segue into kind of our extract lab business, Midwest Botanical Coalition. So, what we do a lot of things out of that company and the lab side, but what we sort of pride ourselves on is our ability and what we've sort of developed and discovered to take oil-based or like paste natural extracts and turn them into water dispersible, you know, these nano emulsifications. And it of course started with THC and cannabinoids for the beverage space, and now has been expanded and applied to health and wellness mushrooms and kava root, and we're working on like blue lotus flower and daga and all these other canna with a K, K-A-N-N-A, and things like all these other sort of ingredients that you can get high potency extract in oil or paste. And as long as I can get it in like a paste or an oil, I can turn it into a water liquid essentially. And there's tweaks, you know, minor tweaks to our operating procedure depending on, you know, what the input is. We've sort of dialed in cannabinoids. You know, we can sort of turn any major and minor cannabinoid into a water dispersible product. So that being said, what we have out now are the, you know, we do a lot in the beverage enhancer line. So just drink additives, because we've created a lot of these things, and through the way that we sonicate or emulsify oils into a water dispersible product, have been able to achieve more often than not, regardless of the input, a sort of odorless, flavorless, you know, relatively neutral input that then you can go out and say, I love, you know, black coffee. I can just bloop, drop my tincture of whatever mushrooms, combine them, one of this, one of that. I mean, it's me, when I wake up in the morning and I'm on the, you know, center island in the kitchen, it's like potion time. I have this really sweet retro, like kind of vintage ceramic mushroom cookie jar thing that sits up in the corner, and I like pull it down and you open it and it's just all these little 30 ml tincture bottles. And I'm like, no kava, too early.
You know? Yeah. It's like you just go shopping in the morning in your little mushroom jar, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a cookie jar. But I like the cookies in this jar better.
And me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I need to make myself a potion in the morning.
I know. We travel, my wife thinks it's funny because like half my dop kit is just like unlabeled tincture bottles. Because I was like, I don't know what TSA is going to do. But she was like, well, how do you know what's what? And I was like, yeah, I kind of smell them. Taste them.
I'll figure it out. Oh, that one's got that. That one's got the white plunger on it.
Also like on, you know, I guess when I'm traveling for work, it's different. But also I'm usually on vacation when I'm traveling with my wife. So I'm like, if I mess it up in the morning, it's not going to be that detrimental. Like, oops, you know.
Yeah. Hey, lover. So I did this and this is, oh, okay. All right. Well, I understand. Thanks for letting me know. Oh, that's fantastic. So mushroom stacks, we talked about that. We talked a little bit about, Midwest Botanical Coalition, but we did talk about kava, right? And kava, I think, is something that a lot of us don't understand very well. So somebody stops into your store over in Northeast and is like, what's an adaptogen? What's a nootropic? What is kava? Let's start there and then see where that brings us.
Yeah.
Because I think there's so much that's interesting about that, that we need to know about.
For sure. So kava is really interesting. Kava, I guess, first basic kind of 101 on kava. Kava is a shrub plant. It is a relative to kind of the pepper plant family. So on the, you know, scientific sort of genus specioso or, you know, plant identifiers, it lives in the Piper Methium capsaicin family or the pepper plant family.
Mm-hmm.
It grows in tropical climates. Most of what is being cultivated and used commercially in kava around the world is coming out of a very small dot on the globe, Vanuatu, an island community in Fiji, that is, kava is, you know, essentially their biggest exported agricultural cash crop right now, and they have set up schools and training. It's non-regenerative, so it kind of farms like agave for the tequila world. You have to, you know, sort of replant as you harvest. It's like tree farming, you know, around the world. And basically what it is this pepper plant, this kava plant, about 3 to 4 years of maturity, they dig it up and they harvest the root system. You dry that root system and sort of scrape off the bark and get down to kind of the base of the root.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets chopped up and it gets ran through a, there's different ways to extract, but the clean way and the way that you want your kava coming in on extraction is through a steam water pressure extraction. Because kava, you can brew like a tea. So just think, how do I get maximum efficacy on output of drawing the active ingredient of kava that everyone's looking for that comes from the root, which is known as kava lactones. So how do I get the maximum extract output of kava lactones with something that, you know, I could simply chop up and kind of put in a cheesecloth and brew like a tea bag in warm water? You're just going to kind of ramp up all those things. So like super hot water at high pressure steam running, you know, chopped up kava root through a kind of conveyor system. And that is, and then what you wind up with is this water. And then similar to like bubble hash rosin, you know, you're pressing through different filter size filter bags and squeezing until you wind up with kind of a paste and you've got kava extract. Kava, what I've noticed, so that's kind of what kava is. And then what kava lactones do for, you know, some people, a lot of people, it, when consumed, is a relaxing effect, a kind of body high experience, in air quotes for those that aren't watching the video version. And it's, I think of it as like a really nice, like, high CBD, high indica, potent experience on the body with zero headiness that THC can have. So none of that sort of like mental psychoactivity. Because of its relationship to the pepper family, it has a, you know, numbing sensation on kind of the mouth and the throat. And that is interesting in itself because it's capsaicin, which typically is measured on like the Scoville scale for how hot or spicy something is.
Right.
It's the capsaicin that drives that. But if you think of like a Szechuan peppercorn, where it's more floral, it's more mouth numbing than it is necessarily spicy compared to other hot peppers in the world. Kava does that numbing sensation because it's a, you know, cousin to the capsaicin family of plants, but doesn't have any heat. It's not spicy at all by any means. So you just sort of like isolate that numbing part of pepperness, which is unique. I always tell people that, especially if they're new to kava, because I don't, I'm like, this is part of the experience and I don't want you thinking you're having an allergic reaction.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's really important.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like when all of a sudden you're on a plane and they're like, if you brought peanuts, don't take them out, you know? And then there's always that one person that's like, I'm not fucking allergic. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And then the person in the back can't open their eyes, you know? It's like, what is happening here? But that's good. We should let people know some of these things, right? Like, I think, I know we're talking about kava right now, but as far as THC goes, and I've said it many times before, anxiety inducing, paranoia inducing, like that's part of, that can be part of that experience, and you can balance it and you can make your own little potions and we can isolate cannabinoids and put them all back together in order to make that a better experience, right? But we need to talk about the things that this root does so that we're not afraid and we're not surprised by something, right? And I think that that's one thing that Zero Proof does really good when you go in and you talk with the folks.
Yeah. Education has always been one, I think when something interests me, I'm a nerd, you know, consumes my sort of brain power and I'm a nerd to educate and learn and share. You know, if someone, it's like, pull me off the stage with a cane when you want me to stop talking sort of thing, right? Because if someone's like, here's a soapbox, go talk about something you're passionate about, I'm like, okay, how long do I get?
Right.
You know? And so Lance is like, you come on our podcast? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I'm always looking for this opportunity. So I appreciate, thank you for having me here.
For sure.
Well, I know Lance, you know, he he kept telling me how much I would enjoy you.
Right.
Because I am a brainiac, and I'm a nerd too. So I love to listen and take it in and, you know, think about it. And I do, you know, take a couple mushrooms now and then, like, we have like shooters. We sell like kind of these tinctures. Mm-hmm. And if I know that I have a lot to do that day, I'm taking it and I gotta like get it done. That admin day you were talking about.
Yeah.
But can we, I have a question about your gummies.
That's fantastic. So what we're going to do before that happens is we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
We'll be back.
All right.